Jacksonville's first free agent move of 2026 was a 500-yard running back, and the market shrugged. RB43, pick 132. For once, the price, the role, and the record are all telling the same story, and the story's twist is afoot. This season, 12 games of stat sheet work for Washington, 112 carries for 500 yards, 4.5 a carry, and 6 rushing touchdowns, with 3 catches all year. 7.5 half PPR points a game, 41st among backs who played half the season, 45th in total points. The profile is unambiguous, a downhill short yardage hammer whose fantasy value lived at the goal line, 6 of his scores from the ground, nearly 40% of his fantasy points from touchdowns alone. The career is 3 seasons of the same trailer, 4-1 and 4-4 points a game in part-time work, then last year's 7-5 when the carries finally came as the second hammer in Washington's room, where Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt drew 175 carries to his 112. 28 games in 3 seasons, he has never caught more than 3 passes in any of them. In half PPR, that's a hard ceiling on the floor. Every scoreless week rides on yardage and nothing else. The pattern check, precisely, his touchdown share, 0.39, is far over the line where our running back TD fade cohort begins, but that cohort conditions on top 36 per game production, and he ranked 45th by the cohort's own measure. Outside the door, no fire. We'll just say the arithmetic instead. Touchdown rate is the least repeatable stat we track year over year, and a back with 3 catches has no cushion when it wobbles. Nothing else in the library speaks. No aging risk in year 4. No injury cohort for feet that haven't cost him a season yet.
Muffed!
The situation. Jacksonville signed him March 11th, 2 years, $10 million base, reported up to 12 with 6.2 guaranteed, per ESPN's Jeremy Fowler via the team site, as the first outside addition of a champagne offseason for a 13-4 division winner. Then the foot. An injury early in the offseason program, surgery reported in June, per PFT, and a spring of watching Bashil Tutin, last year's third rounder, now the presumed lead, and LaQuint Allen take every rep. Liam Cohen said it directly at June minicamp, per ESPN. He will be, quote, full go come training camp. Travis Etienne left for New Orleans in March. Tank Bigsby was traded to Philadelphia last season. The math of the room, Tutin the speed, Allen the passing downs, Rodriguez the short yardage, if the foot cooperates.
The price, RB43 at pick 132 for the 41st back by rate. The market has him within 2 slots of his scoreboard. Our verdict, no call. This is what a fairly priced role player looks like. The job he's paid for is the job the data says he does. And the 2 risks, the foot, the touchdown dependence, are exactly why the price isn't lower or higher. The caveat worth your attention, goal line jobs on 13-win teams are quietly valuable. And if Jacksonville's red zone trips stay elite, 6 touchdowns repeats on volume no pattern needs to bless.
Watch the first padded practice for how the foot moves in short yardage sets and where his snaps start relative to Tutin's. A 2-year deal from this front office was a plan, not a flyer, and 4-minute offense on a 13-win team is a real fantasy job in the weeks it matters. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.